Hi, welcome everybody to the 5G use case team meeting for May 28th. And we've started the recording here. I was noting participants. Okay, Vimal, did you want to, what were specific things you wanted to cover?
So I think only thing that came up during the TSC call today was that for every Jira ticket, please make sure that we identify all the impacted systems.
Right. So actually I had just, Catherine emailed me with all those things as well, and maybe I didn't fill the thing out right. So what I did was I actually, where is it? Oh, here. So you have to update the use case way of working page that we're all working on. And so I said for this RAQ template, you know, are there project component impacts, test only impacts, create a user story, which companies will develop and test each requirement per component, how many developers per component, when was the date of your architecture and requirements review? So I'm just looking at one of my, so this is like one of my tickets. So if I look in this ticket, I don't know where does it say you should fill that out, right? Description of use case, link to dependencies on the projects. Is this what they mean here? Is that where you're supposed to do that? Project impact support for each affected project, company engagement. I mean, those are all things that are kind of already there, but maybe those aren't things that we, and maybe what?
So Ben, you can, the one for the, just for the CNPIs, you can copy the one we created into the Frankfurt release. All the requirement copy over, because since we didn't do much in the Frankfurt release.
Okay. But the point is that there's something wrong the way we're filling out that what Vimal is saying and what Catherine is also saying is we're not filling these things out right.
I think David had sent out an email with a link to a wiki page describing how you're supposed to.
He gave an hour long training that I attended also, and he didn't. Yeah. I don't know. He didn't say this. So let me take a look at. I mean, if there was one that was filled out right, that we could take a look at, that would help. So Joanne, let me see if I can find our previous slide. Should have the right queue right here. Maybe this is something that's filled out right. I don't know. Issues, links, issues, and epics. I don't know. Maybe I just need to email David McBride and figure out what we're not filling out right.
Some information has been moved to Jira only for this now in R7, because we no longer have this separate wiki page with all the release requirements. So anything that was captured on that page before now is instead supposed to be captured directly in the Jira issue.
This morning, they ask ECNPS the configuration, the title, purpose. Mm-hmm. The Jira ticket in the e-copy over, they all talking about what is the, you know, the CNPS or ConfigDB about it. You just open the Jira ticket, this description, they talking about this. The morning they ask a question here.
What do you mean they're asking a question here? So let me just cut and paste the thing copy, you just said.
Yeah.
This is the thing you said to copy in, right? And maybe this is what this is what they're asking, right?
Catherine asking what's a code impact, what's a test only, what's a requirement at level about, they're all in here. You just copy it over. We didn't do much.
Okay.
All right.
Okay. Maybe this is what we need here, something like this for all the other tickets. Okay. Um, All right. I think this is the main thing that, so I'm getting from Karen, Catherine, you know, what's the project lead test on the impact? Which companies will develop each, what are the individual component impacts, which is kind of what we started to do here, right? We basically have started to look at these. So for PMP.
So Ben, you go to Jira Take, I'm telling you that will be easier for you the later on. The one you see the component impact, that's you move on below. Let's see. The impact, the compound impact, go down a little bit below, please. The one you copy Jira ticket, talking about the Catherine asked you a question, want to tell you what she means. So you have a question, like say we're talking about ANI and the test only, right? We don't need the results on, that's fine. And the SDC will be test only too, right? So the impact in copying here, right? The runtime config DB change CNPS. This is divided by Ericsson, right? And the code impact DCAE developer with the dependency will be the alignment for the, you know, by the Nokia. That's your custom, the results, how who divide what? You just output the Ericsson in the
Okay. Yeah, I think I get it, Joanne. So we need.
Yeah, okay.
I'm just saying these other ones need the same kind of thing. That's all.
Okay. All right. So, then you got it down. Yeah.
Yeah. I think what's not clear is in the template. They basically want something that's not in the template. They want model impact and. We said SO impact.
Yeah. So now I'm like trying to. So the one you're doing this template, it's not just for configure DB for all the
this
use
cases
right
now.
Okay.
Sure. This
okay.
is for plug and play right now.
Okay.
Just updating them. I think the CNPS one is good. I don't think that needs any more editing, but the plug and play one needs updating.
Yeah,
and
you just have to get some like a
real code
stuff to practice on.
And I guess they wanted the company that's doing this.
Slowly
again, kind of step might be on the floor.
Yeah.
I don't know what they want, this resources thing. One person.
Just they are so busy, so it's now like everything is remote. It's kind of hard to get
their project test only impact. Who's the owner? Create a user story. What companies will develop and test? How many developers per component? And what's the date of architecture review?
Before you know, like kind of you are working with everything you know, and all of a sudden you are working with it. Nothing you know, then that kind of feeling gave me like so much stress on that.
let me see, what was that? Okay. All right, so I think maybe this is what I'll email David McBride to see if Zodi wants. I think we can, so Joanne, maybe tomorrow on the Friday team call for CNPS, we'll go through and fill this in. I think they just want number of people and company and so forth here. And so for each of your Oscar and Zoo, if you have other tickets up for you, like piano software upgrade or whatever, you probably want to fill out similar information, I think. Okay, so I don't need to use everybody's time here. I can do this later today. So for the, so we need to go through all of these REQ JIRA tickets and update that information, I think. All right, that was one thing that, that there was talking about in the TSC. Vimal, did you want to add anything to what I said? I think this is the kind of information we're looking for, right?
I think that that's good. I don't have anything else.
Yeah, okay. let's see. So, so that was some of the things we're trying to get done in R7. The next thing we everybody needs to do is get their architecture subcommittee proposals in place. So I think many things were already presented. The only thing left, I think, is 5G NRM. This week, I think A1 adapter extensions was presented. Licensing management is going to be presented next week. So it's going to be presented first topic on the June 2. And I don't know if 5G NRM requirements presentation was on May 25. So he saw the schedule of the architecture subcommittee presentation. Sue or Oscar, or do you know of any other thing we need to do? Everything else has been presented, right? Did PNF software upgrade got presented, right?
Yeah, I think that was actually a couple of weeks ago already.
Yeah.
I see Sue on the call.
Oscar, just a quick question. If we say the PM, bulky PM with the potential may need some enhancement, we could reach out to you, right? If something, if it could change a little bit, or in the ORAN specification.
Yeah, of course, we're interested to collaborate. We have a sort of planned scope right now for R7, but if new things pop up, it would be interesting to discuss them.
Okay, all right. So we could set up a meeting with you, that's fine, right?
Yeah, I think we had, maybe we had one meeting before.
Okay, sure. Okay, thank you.
Okay, let's see. All right. So I think that's some of the main thing. Last week we went over the component impacts. I think that's a lot of the main impacts that we have now in our R7. We're trying to reach M0 and if we go over what we need to do, I think we've got all the requirements presentations done. The wikis, there's still a couple wikis we need to set up. The release planning page, I think, is the, this is the Jira dashboard thing. Okay, let me go over that real quick. It's here. So this is the new Jira dashboard that they're using for R7. And they're using this to take a look and see at a high level what things are need to be filled in, right? So everything that needs a name for all of the REQs and the go or no go for architecture presentations, and then TSC priority and size. So I think all of our 5G things are good. So the A1 policy adapter, PM control extension, I assume software upgrades in here somewhere, ORAN alignment. CNPS, CNPV2, PMP, source modeling, pre-onboarding. Maybe Zoo, is there a software upgrade here somewhere?
No, you just pass it.
Oh, you just pass it, okay. And I don't see the 5G NRM one either. Oh, network slicing, OFS on PCI. Okay, I think 5G NRM may need one as well. Let me see. 10-base networking. Okay, I think that's the only one that we need, actually. Yeah. Service mesh. CNPV2, no, I know that's there. Because I made it. Okay, yeah, 5G NRM is the only one. So Zhu, you said the software upgrade's already here somewhere. Okay, there we go. And so let's see, all right, so NRM needs one as well. GNRM. Okay. Let me just open up the floor. If Vimal or Joanne or anybody, do you want to, is there any particular thing you want to discuss particularly before I move on?
Ben, just a quick question, because I was had an issue this month to get on. It kicked me out because of internet issue. How was the this morning going? It's pretty okay, or?
Oh yeah. I can talk about that. So today, let me see, where are we here? So this morning we had a one-off meeting with the CNPS team where we were holding a question and answer session. You can listen to the recording, Joanne. It's off of here. But basically we held a one-off session to answer the TSC questions, and we presented the CNPS proposal with certain members who had asked questions from the TSC, Christophe Apessia, Catherine Lefebvre, Trevor Lovett, Scott Blandford, a number of people were on the call. And let's see. So I basically, you know, many people were on that call. So, you know, I gave this, you know, the overview of this, and we went over the basic questions and the categories of CNPS questions. So, so I thought it went pretty well. I mean, there's still some, maybe a couple of questions from Catherine about why not just extend ANEI. I think that's kind of where we ran out of time. So people presented on the use cases and proof of concepts for the model-driven CNPS, OFSON, network slicing, mobile one adapter, and state management stuff. I just contacted, I sent email to Bruno and Olivier. I need a slide for the state management stuff, which I don't have yet. So hopefully it will provide me something like that. Michaela gave me some comments also, and from her comments, I made another slide about the, you know, that the CNPS spans basically different domains. We want to make sure that it's clear that it's not just RAM, and that there are other ways to access the data, of course. And of course, the main thing is listening to the presentation is clear that our questions on presentations is clear that we want to make sure that people know that one of the main usages is that the use cases and POCs. So I thought it went well. I did schedule us for this week, and Ciaran Johnson is still on the TSC call, but it's very unlikely we're going to get onto the thing. But I did schedule it. So it's on our to-do list here. I just added it today, actually. So we're on the schedule you see on May 28 and June 4. So I put ourselves on the schedule here. but again, they took 1 hour just to get to release status. So we're not going to get to anything there. We're also on next week's because I knew we wouldn't have time to do that from the previous week. So they take so long just to go through release status. I mean, it takes like an hour to go through release status. And then they leave like 2 minutes for everything else. So,
I think the one to take the initial label, the most people may still don't know what is CNPS or about. Catherine asked in the end, this shouldn't be easy when the question. I don't know, how come I see the least the most come from Ryan Hallihan, you know, they may not focus on the e-com owner. We have to, don't know, you know, the question asked very basic, you know.
I mean, we've had already two hour long separate question and answer meetings. I don't know what more we can do. I mean, if you want to just have one-on-one meetings with somebody who just doesn't know, but you know, the same sort of questions are going to come up again, right? You can only do so much. We've already gone to great lengths to try to accommodate everybody, right? So if you want to hold or if you think there's somebody we particularly need to meet with, that's fine. You know, we can do that. But I mean, you're right. Catherine is asking very basic questions that she should already be aware of. like, you know, why not incorporate this into AMEI and how is this different than AMEI and stuff? Okay.
So the most of the folks, right, are from the one like Andy, right? The Scott Mayer, they all come from same group from AT&T. I just saw the few of the folks. So somehow, so run at the remote, run Hanningham group people may not fully understand this. You know, I don't know what how can we explain to the, you know, somehow, yeah.
But John, that is not something that this team can fix. This is some internal AT&T thing that Ryan has to understand. And as Ben said, we've done it so many times, I don't know what more we can do to explain what this thing is all about.
Yeah. They all come from same group, from AT&T, one of the group, like all Ryan Hallihan's group, including Andy Mayer, all the Scott. And I just saw a few names. You know, I'm just curious who they are, you know, ask all the questions. You know, all we can, I don't know how much we can do, yeah.
Okay. So anyway, I think the next step is to make a presentation at the TSC again, and we're scheduled for next week at least. So we'll see what can happen. So, I mean, if Joanne, you feel like we need to meet one-on-one with somebody, if you want to have an individual meeting with Catherine or something, maybe we can do that.
We explained to you, we internal 18, we did as much we can. So the first time you had a presentation, we did a lot. You know, I come, you know, we did, you know, as we most, it's internal thing, we did as much we can, you know, yeah, right?
Yeah. Okay. I would like to quickly cover also the conferences coming up. So there is a conference happening in just a few weeks time, maybe actually a month from now. And but the topic proposals are rapidly closing. I think next Wednesday is the last day for proposals. We did put our agenda in for CMPS and for the 5G PNF use case overview. So maybe Joanne, another thing you can do is just, you know, if there are people that are still confused, you can ask them to join our overview presentation, right? And then we'll, Vimal and I, have, through many releases, each release we've been giving kind of an overview of all of the 5G, a quick overview of all the 5G and PNF use cases. So we'll continue to do that. And Vimal, I think, I mean, it was just not that long ago that we gave an overview of all of the use cases in 5G and PNF at the subcommittee meeting. So I think maybe we just used those slides as a basis. And I have also given some presentations to the architecture subcommittee for some of those use cases, like four or five of those use cases. So I'll incorporate those together, and then there may also be dedicated, like the, I probably don't need to go deeply into CMPS because there's going to be a dedicated presentation for that. And I don't know if Oscar or Zoo, if you guys want to schedule an A1 adapter deep dive or PM control extensions or SOP PNF software upgrade. I mean, if you want to, you can just, anybody I think can just propose a presentation here. So it just feels like what you want to do.
Yeah, it makes sense to just update what you did, what you presented during the last meeting.
Yeah.
Ask if they want to have a separate presentation like Oscar or Michaela or anybody.
Yeah.
We know that we already had, for slicing, we already had a separate presentation.
Mm, right.
And ConfigDB also, we had a separate presentation.
Right.
So anybody else think that they need a deeper dive, then they're more than welcome to do a separate presentation.
Okay, so anyway, these are the ones that I'm kind of getting involved with, and maybe I'm still, I was working on the CMPS presentation, so I think the CMPS presentation that I gave this morning will probably be the basis of minus the TSC questions and answers, will be the basis of the presentation, and maybe, but before then, of course, Joanne and I will meet on the Friday call to go over some fine tweaking of the slides that we want to discuss. So this is a good kind of, just at least these first few slides are a good overview of the project. And then we'll probably have a section on use cases. And then there are some concepts that are probably important. We should probably incorporate some of these concept slides as well into the main presentation that we give in the PDF. Okay, any other thoughts or comments on the conferences? Right. So I think that's all the major things. I mean, the most important thing right now is just everybody get your REQ JIRAs in with the information that the TSC needs so that their tracking stuff is in place. So what wasn't clear to me was that, you know, this description use case / requirement needed this kind of model format to this wasn't, this is the kind of information they needed in their template, which wasn't clear to me that they needed me to fill out. Zoo and Oscar, if you have any JIRA tickets that you guys are involved with, you might want to sort of follow this pattern. We have this information, of course, already kind of, you just need to translate you just need to translate the 5G stuff into, you just need to translate this table into something like that. So, all right.
Then I have a question for this Guilin release requirement wiki page that you showed.
Yeah. This one? Yeah.
Yeah. When I open it, I have error message that the JIRA project doesn't exist or you don't have any permission to see it.
Well, let me see.
Particular configuration I need to do?
Are you going to chat? Are you going to this link here?
Yes, it is this link.
And which one are you trying to open?
it is that under each, let's say your grading requirements, then you have a table to show all the Jira ticket. But in my case, it doesn't show any Jira ticket. It shows an error message there.
Oh.
Yeah, I get the same problem.
Really?
The wiki page itself, you can see that, but then the automatically generated content in these tables, there you just get an error message.
Can you go to, let me see. Can you go to this link? Let's see. Did this work for you? Let me put in the chat. Can you log into to this page?
Yes, I can.
Interesting. So if you go, let me see if I can help you. If you go to, so this is your software upgrade 324. This looks okay. So it's able to link to that. Why would it? So when I first come into this page, when I first come to this page, it will try to load all the JIRAs, right? So it'll, if you see, like, it's trying to refresh all the JIRAs when I first come to the page. Is that what you see? Like, it's just all never updating, or?
It's never updating. It's give an error message.
What error message did you get?
JIRA project does not exist, or you don't have any permission to view it.
JIRA project does not exist. Huh. Interesting.
Okay.
So maybe David McBride might be able to help answer the question.
Okay, I will contact with him.
Yeah. So that's really interesting, though. I wonder why. That's an interesting problem. Do you have a refresh button when you hit the page?
Nope.
Jira project does not exist. So it looks like it's trying to get all of the REQ project things. Did you, let me see what these requirements. What's the major project here? Let me see. Yeah, I don't know. Maybe David can have a faster view than I'm just trying to guess what might be wrong here. But anyway, checking the ones that, I mean, the software upgrade one looks like, I can see it, and it looks like it's linked okay. And then the A1 extension looks okay as well. Well, PM control data extensions, they all look like they're linked. So even though you can't see it, the information looks okay. But you just might need to go to REQ 352 and 381 just to make sure your data is in a form that they want. Yeah, I think maybe for these, you did the same thing I did. I just tried to fill in the template, but they want more than that. They want also the number of developers, you know, the companies are doing what, and number of people and so forth. So, okay. All right. Is there anything else we need to discuss? And from anybody? I don't know if there's any specific use case we need to talk about right now. Mostly we need to just get through our tier tickets, right? So, okay, well, I guess I'll return 15 minutes to everybody then. Okay, thanks everybody for joining then. Yeah.
Thank you.
Thanks, bye.